Yeah, it's always difficult to have this situation, but it sure feels better than 2 years ago when we had to find a new coach, because John really has put us into a position where we developed the championship style we talked about developing, and this only comes about with his tremendous success here. I mean, he's the first coach ever to be hired directly to the American Hockey League from the United States Hockey League, so it's one of those things that's bittersweet, but when John and I talked about it, we both agree it's you have to take this opportunity.
This is something that with what he's built over the last 2 years, I would imagine it would be a great attraction for coaches now to want to come to Green Bay.
Well, I believe it is, and when we hired John, we believe that it should be that way, and we talked a lot in that process about, you know, we're not going to talk about Green Bay and all the problems it may bring with it. It's actually, it should be the premier spot in the United States Hockey League. We have the premier building. I think we have the best fans. You know, so this really should be the place where fans want to go see hockey, players want to play here, and coaches want to come here. And John has put together here, I don't think there's any doubt that this, in my mind, it's the best job in junior hockey in the U.S.
Obviously, the way he turned the team around as soon as he got here speaks highly of the job that he did. But you know, looking at his performance as a head coach, what was the key to being able to pull that off?
I think what John does very well is he builds a team to win from player 1 through player 23. And we could tell in his philosophy that one thing that always grabbed me about John was it's about, you know, building the camaraderie, building the unity, and building the common theme about we're here to win, and every guy has each other's back. And I think in this league you can get really caught up in, you get the best talent in the U.S., so you can get caught up in, I'll take the next best player, but John really worked to develop players 1 through 23, and he had roles, and he stuck to getting guys to follow that role. And you know what? At the end of the day, his success in junior hockey was evident before he came here, and you're hoping that it translated to the USHL, and it obviously did. And at this level, he's just extremely good.
One thing that really stood out for me about his teams is, you know, when kids play that many games at that age, there's going to be a night where they're going to be a little flat, or things aren't going to, the puck's not going to bounce their way. But those nights weren't, you know, they didn't turn into streaks. You know, it was one here and there, and you know, he had them right back on the saddle and ready to go again.
Oh, John had an amazing record, and I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know the exact numbers, but the number of times he lost two games, I think he only lost two games in a row once here. It's just something, it's almost ridiculous how he went on winning streaks as opposed to losing streaks. And you're right, the thing that he is so very good at is they're playing 60 games at that age is art to manage, and that's one thing I think that John knew how to manage the kids that are 18 to 20 years old, and how to take, you know, what's their physical ability at that point versus their mental ability, and it's totally different than a 21, 22-year-old college player of what they can handle, and John was... Yeah, he's an expert at that, no doubt.
So when you pick his successor, do you look for some of those traits in your next coach?
Well, I think the reason we got John was because we developed the ideal traits, and he hit them more than anybody else in that process. And he wasn't the guy that was on everybody's radar. But I like to tell people, you know, we went through a lot of pain to figure out exactly what went wrong with us. And so we developed traits that we believed are our traits to succeed here. And we were talking last night with John and the staff, and we're throwing fastballs now. We're not going to try to throw a knuckleball we've never thrown. We developed traits, and John fit those traits, and we're going to find somebody there that's along those same lines. And, you know, we can't just say we're going to hire another John Cooper because everybody's different. But we're going to stick to guys who know this level, who are all about developing a winning team and are all about developing a team that fits what I call the Green Bay style. And that's pretty much a team that backs each other up and they fight every night. And as an organization, the thing that we said 2 years ago is we're going to talk about winning championships, and we're not just going to say that's a nice to have. That's what we're all about. And so, yeah, somebody that fits those traits, and hopefully there's another John Cooper out there that we hit on the second time around.
Okay, any thoughts on your timetable?
Well, you know, last time, obviously, we had time and it was a search process, and now we know that basically first practice is in just over a month. So the timetable is as soon as possible, and we're an hour into this, and I've already received several calls and suggestions. So we know it won't take long for people to find us, and we're not going to take long in developing a short list.